April is National Poetry Month, and throughout the month on Weekend Edition, we're hearing from younger poets about how they started writing and what keeps them going.
My name's Harmony Holiday, and I live in New York. I'm a poet, and I also do some dance choreography stuff. I first started to write poetry, I think, as a way of dealing with the metaspace between racial identity, having an African-American father and a white mother, and trying to negotiate the language. As a kid, I would write little slogans and like show them to my mom, like little advertising slogans. I think she used to smoke for a few years when I was younger, and I wrote some anti-smoking slogan. That's my first memory of like writing a piece of language that I actually showed to someone as a kid that was like poetry.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
I think I was inspired first by jazz music and by a lot of jazz vocalists like Billie Holiday and some of her more poetic songs, Strange Fruit, which she didn't write, but the way she interpreted it with her voice, and Nina Simone, just inflection and jazz intonation and giving the semblance of improvisation, though you might have given it a little bit more thought, and trying to make it different with inflection each time you present it. This is Motown Philly Back Again. I was sort of inspired by reading about Marvin Gaye's history with his father and the relationship between being an artist and being an entertainer. We're all pagans and shamans, and clap your hands now, we won't stop the beat. We believe in divine healing, and we hate to see that evening sun go down. We know when the sight of our women dressed in white each ritual night is touching, hypnotizes. The animals blush and split for us as revival, as revealed to themselves. These are triumphant women. Even Sister Fame hiding out in the alley, turning tricks and singing verses from the undid scripture is touching. Thank you, Jesus, that you, Jesus, baby, is that you? She mutters up high between rocks and lace her eagerness. It was all night long. Sometimes he'd interrupt a recording session to tell us about his early Motown days or expand on his views of heaven and hell. One time he was saying how important it is to love one's father. Do you love yours? I asked him. Why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell your father? He said. I will if you do. You go first.
That was poet Harmony Holiday reading her poem Motown Philly Back Again. Next week we'll hear from another young poet and divinity student, Nate Klug.